This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
People need to know that the shaking is not over. We'll get hit again. And it's going to be a bigger monster.
The earth will literally crack open.
And you will feel it. On the East Coast. I cannot emphasize this enough. You need to get out, and I mean now.
Okay, here's the deal. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has taken on everything from international weapons dealers to the undead in his movies. Now he's battling Mother Nature herself in the new film San Andreas. Johnson stars as a helicopter rescue pilot who tries to save his wife and daughter in the midst of the biggest earthquake Southern California has ever experienced. San Andreas is a simple and straightforward disaster movie. You don't see these films for heavy character development, crackerjack science, or tightly written plots. You see it for the devastation and carnage as our greatest urban fears are realized. When it comes to spectacle, San Andreas delivers with impressive special effects and big-scale destruction worthy of the large screen. There's also the expected human element, which is passable thanks to its relatively likable cast. It's not a great movie, but it doesn't run too long, and it gives the audience exactly what it expects with a movie like this. It's total summer popcorn action, and at least it's not superheroes causing the buildings to fall on this one. San Andreas gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.